Now, I am welcoming back a seasoned guest to the exchange, a guest who almost needs no introduction. Welcome back, Billy McGuire. How are you?
Thanks very much, and I'd like to say hello to all your listeners, dedicated listeners from what I can gather.
Yes, they're out there.
Well, I'm still surviving. I'm still above ground, as I say myself, and I have good days and bad days.
Well, so as long as we're all still here and we're all still able to talk to each other, that's all we can do. Yeah. Now, I know that there is a lot of talk on the print media and in the national media, television and radio nowadays about the National Maternity Hospital. And there's a lot of, I suppose, confusion and discontent about it as well, isn't there?
That's shocking. And I think, for Leo Varadkar and for Micheál Martin, they're being dishonest with the Irish people. You know, this thing of a 299-year lease, I mean, that's British, and that's nothing to do with here. You cannot do that here. They don't have the right to do that. And what I refer to now is our sovereign constitution.
Yes.
And that's the 1918 32 county election called by Britain on the 14th of December 1918, and on the 28th of December 1918, IRB Sinn Féin won 73 seats out of those. And
yes,
that's the mandate we were given. You know, it is shocking that democratically election government should be airbrushed out, and is airbrushed out by the Free State government. And if you have read the Sovereign Constitution many times,
yes,
and this Constitution shall be the Constitution of the Republic of Ireland, proclaimed in arms on Easter Monday, April the 24th, 1916, and established by the will of the people of Ireland on January the 21st, 1919, and that's where we bought Vaughan's Hotel, 29 Parnell Square in Granby Row, and donated a very substantial sum of money for that election. But what's important is Article 1 clearly states the sovereignty of the nation is inalienable. It is therefore not within the competence of any generation of people to surrender that sovereignty which each generation holds in trust for the nation. The question of surrender of national independence may not be submitted to an electorate. That's very important.
Yes.
You know, and all authority in Ireland, legislative, executive and judicial, and all powers of government are derived solely under God. We do not want to live without God. We do not want a world without God. We do not want just a corporation whose,
yes,
only interest is in money and greed. They have no interest in people or their welfare. And that's what no man or woman understands God, which you can understand the two five-stringed harps which were on the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes.
And we have all that, and derived solely under God from the people of Ireland. These powers are inherent in the people alone by virtue of their sovereignty. They must be exercised in accordance with the principles equality, liberty, equality, and justice for all. Any legislation not in accordance with these principles is hereby declared to be null and void. And I'm declaring this now at the very, because I am the holder, and as you know, I'm the anointed heir of the Sovereign
Great.
Republic of Ireland, and I'm declaring that lease that they're talking about for 299 years,
or
whatever,
yes,
it is, 300 years, at 10 euros a year, and it's 850,000, is null and void. And I'm telling them that those legal people who set up that, they should be held accountable. And tell the people, who owns that land?
Yes.
And I will tell you who owns that land now. We'll go to Article 10.
Right.
The land of Ireland belongs to the citizens of Ireland and to them alone. And if you go to the Article 10, the nation guarantees to every Irish citizen opportunity of service, a just and adequate share of the national wealth, right to the national service, and living and working conditions conducive to the moral and mental well-being of the workers. The nation shall provide such control of the national wealth and resources and such development and secure such development, therefore, as may be necessary to fulfil these obligations. The nation shall demand from each of its citizens the performance of his duties in the best, to the best of his ability. And that's so important.
Yes.
And Article 11, all national possessions, which that is the national territory of the Republic of Ireland, the nation's soil and all its resources, all its wealth and all its well-producing processes within the nation belong of right to all the citizens. That's crucial. Private property is set,
yes,
as a natural right, but shall be subordinate to public right of wealth. You know, that clearly tells you, you know, they can't do it because they're only a provisional government. And I will, and we will go to the to that document.
Yes.
And you have read the proclamation so well in Irish and English, and it tells you there, this is all the Irish Republican Brotherhood who founded and funded the state in,
yes,
that 1918-32 county election. And should you go into Billy Maguire, and you can get any of those documents, including articles of agreement as signed on the 6th of December 1921. This is, Ireland should have the same constitution. This is the free state, and that's what it is, and they won't mention that it's a free state. They're trying to pretend it's a sovereign government. It isn't a sovereign government.
You see,
and you saw the other day Russia coming in, and well, they didn't quite say it, but
they implied when they showed the digital footage. Yes.
Yeah, they did a nuclear war, that England and Ireland would be annihilated.
Yes.
And that they have a reason for that, because who's looking after our border down the Irish Sea? That's the 1918-32 county election to all our territory in the Atlantic Ocean, right to the United States and Canada. It's Britain. Britain,
yes,
are doing this on their own bat, and they should not be doing it without consultation with the Sovereign Republic of Ireland. That's our territory, not theirs, and they should adhere to that democratic election when we won 73 seats out of the 105. And Ireland, and it's time that the Free State government. Why isn't Simon Coveney out telling the people the truth and being honest with the people? That who is protecting our border down the Irish Sea with Britain?
Well,
it's Britain.
We're
not doing it. And who is protecting all our territory? The largest in Europe, the wealthiest in Europe, and the poorest people. And I think the EU is an absolute disgrace, because they, they came and said you have to have sovereignty.
Yes.
Stalin has never ratified anything from the EU. And it's time all that has put to bed.
But the problem is we don't have enough people
Martin
asking questions.
And Leo Varadkar are honest with the people, and Simon Coveney, and tell them the truth.
Well,
you know, you don't want to, in 300 years' time, Irish people to wake up and discover, oh, it's been all a sham. We
yes,
don't own it. You do own it, and you claim it now, and you claim it today. You owned all that territory. That's yours, and that's your inheritance. And if you don't claim it for yourself, claim it for your children and your grandchildren. That's who owns it.
Think of the future. But the problem is, you see, you don't have enough people asking the questions
you
and making people accountable.
Nobody asking the question, and this is why I'm going on about it. An Articles of Agreement as signed on December the 6th, 1921. Ireland shall have the say. This is the Free State.
Yes.
What about our sovereign Dáil-Éireann government, democratically elected by the will and wish of all the people of the 32 counties? You know, ratified in all the countries. I mean, look at, and even criticize Russia. Russia were the first people to recognize our sovereign government. You know, America, only for America we wouldn't have got it.
That's it.
You know, sovereignty comes from God, and that's what it is. We do not want to live in a world without God. We don't want to live in a corporation that just is about money and greed and wealth, and you will become a slave. If you haven't got your sovereignty, you and your children will become slaves. It'll be some sort of, they'll be told what to do,
yes,
what to eat, where to go, when to get up. That's not what life is about. And that's not what our ancestors went out and fought for our independence for.
And
we believe in God. whether we mightn't understand God, but we believe in God. And we believe in corporations too, but they must be the respect, and that's where we're, and accountable to the sovereign people, yes, and the sovereign government, you know, of the state.
There needs to be a limit to the reach of these corporations.
Absolutely. Yeah. They got too powerful, and they're too wealthy, and they don't want to be accountable to anybody. And that's wrong, and that's good, and that's causing all the trouble. It's the very same situation here today as it was in 1155, when Pope Adrian IV, the only English pope, illegally and fraudulently, with that bull out of Bilger, gave Hibernia, which was heir to Henry II, yes, to increase his empire and our people. They annihilated all our people. And I mean, we had between 6 and 8, you've done programs
that's
on that,
right,
between 6 and 8 million,
yeah,
people. And all those young people, they were sold as slaves out to the West Indies.
The
and they can't
Norwegians.
Deny it. And
yes,
we're trying to get them to account for that. All we can do is account for it.
But it's very difficult.
Like, and we don't want that to happen again to our people. And it's happening at the moment because our own free state government are being dishonest with the people, and they're not telling the truth.
They're choosing their words very carefully, and they're emphasising certain things at the expense of other things. Like, I found it quite alarming myself the other evening on the evening news to hear Micheál Martin actually saying that a 299-year lease effectively amounts to ownership. A lease never amounts to ownership.
It's never going. You're absolutely right.
Never.
It's not ownership. That's how Britain's empire was controlled. You look at all those landlords in London and all over Britain. They're all on that 99-year lease.
Yes.
And you get a house in London, you probably get 100 years lease on it, and you pay for that. And then when that lease is up, you don't own it. It goes back to the landlord.
Yeah, it is. You see,
and the same thing with that's going to happen with the national maternity.
And the concerning thing about a lease is a lease comes under condition. There are
that's
several
exactly
conditions.
That's exactly it. Whereas you are the sovereign, and this is what I've always said to people. If they come to take your house, the bank, that you owe money or something on the house, well, let them take it brick by brick, the roof, everything else, but you are the sovereign and you own the land that's on.
Yes.
That's the point, and that's what the point of the War of Independence was. And that's the whole point of our sovereignty and our sovereign seals. And they're tricking around now with that to try and deceive our people. And
yes,
it's nothing but deception. And anyway, Ireland has the same constitutional status as the community of nations known as the British Empire, as the Dominion of Canada, the Commonwealth of Australia, the Dominion of New Zealand, and the Union of South Africa, as a parliament having powers to make laws for peace, order, and good government of Ireland, and an executive responsible to that parliament, and shall be styled and known as the Irish Free State, and they won't admit what it is. Michael D. Higgins is only a provisional president of the Irish Free State, and I saw him up in Arbor Hill with our members,
yes,
which he wouldn't go if you killed him. And it is shocking to see the dishonesty to our people. And subject to these provisions, you can read that document yourself.
Yes.
But I want to read the very end bit. I do solemnly swear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the Free State as by law established, and that I will be faithful to H.M. King George V, his heirs and successors by law, and virtue of common citizenship of Ireland with Great Britain, and her adherence to members of a group of nations known as the British Commonwealth of Nations. That's what you're giving your allegiance to now. That's what that is going to. The Irish Free State shall assume liability for the service of the public debt of the United Kingdom as existing as the debt herefor and towards the payment of war pensions as existing at that date in such proportions as may be fair and equitable, having regard to any just claims on the part of Ireland by way of set-off or counterclaim, the amount of such sums being determined in default of agreement by arbitration or one or more independent persons being citizens of the British Empire.
Right.
It tells you all that. And this is what you're giving away your country for.
You know, it's I mean... I suppose it's just down to people asking questions, and if they don't find satisfactory answers, to keep asking those questions until people are made to be accountable for what they're saying and what they're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what
and,
it is.
And the other thing that I want to bring up with you, it's the same situation again, and that is the census
yes.
of population of Ireland, which everybody signed. And in it, it says, one second now, I have to, I'm not going to hold part of the papers, but anyway, I'm picking them up. I'm having them. Hold on. And, but I mean, you cannot keep on unless people stand up and say, and here it is very clear for you, the census form of Ireland, which everybody signed, the Irish census counts all the people and households in the country on census night. This is the 26th census to be held since 1841. The census result will give a comprehensive picture of the social and living conditions of our people and will assist in the planning for the future. Right, 1841 it says the first census, but they don't tell you that that was the 32 county census.
Yes.
And I questioned that.
Yes.
And it took me ages to get onto the helpline that they have.
Sure.
And it says quite clearly here that under the various sections that any person who fails or refuses to provide this information or who knowingly provides false information may be subject to a fine of $44,440. Right?
Yes.
So I questioned this 1841 census.
Sure.
And the 26th census.
Yes.
So I got a reply after a long time. When you did that program, we did that program.
That's correct.
That evening, I got a reply back from the census office. And it said very clearly that the census form does say the Irish census counts all the people and households in the country on census night. This is the 26th census to be held since 1841, which is correct, as there have been 25 censuses in the period from 1841 to 2016 inclusive. The 1841 census was completed on the entire island of Ireland. Isn't that a 32 county? And why couldn't they tell you that?
You see, it's all about semantics. Like, it's not entirely dishonesty, but it's deception by omission.
It's propaganda, lies, deception and fraud. That's what I call it.
Deception,
and that's what I've called it.
Deception by omission. And you know, again, just bringing back, I suppose, to people as we're kind of coming to a conclusion of our chat today, if you like. I mean, I know that we will talk again soon. But just if you have questions, ask them. And if you're not getting satisfactory answers that make sense, keep asking.
Yeah, and the other thing, whereas the census period since the foundation of the state. Sure, they didn't say what state.
They did. You see,
they didn't say it's a free state.
It's
has
it's
been at 26 counties of Ireland.
Yeah, it's
has been for the 26. Sure, that's the free state. Aren't they admitting they're only a free state government?
It's omission. It's careful semantics. Is what it is.
Absolutely.
But that's what
it
amounts
to. Isn't that crucial to people to know? You're only in a free state cannot sit in Europe because
yes.
Europe says you have to have your sovereignty. Only the 1918 32 county election. That's the sovereignty. There was no 26 county vote here. That's all completely under the British. And keeping that hospital, that's under the Crown of England that we believe.
Or else
it's under the Pope. We don't know.
And again, once again, at least, no matter how long it is not the same as ownership. It doesn't amount to the same thing.
And that's what people should know. And why didn't those legal people come out and tell us who owns it?
And people
will
should
it go back to the states, the free states? Will it go back to the Sovereign Republic of Ireland? Will it go back to the Pope? Will it go back to the Crown of England? We don't know.
We're not,
or is it just a complete corporation that will own us for money?
You see, it's now is the time before it's too late to start asking questions.
This is, you have to get that right now. If you don't, your children will suffer, and 300 years time they'll be saying, why didn't our parents do
something
about that?
Why didn't people notice?
And you didn't do it. You don't know. And that's right. If they can do that to that hospital, they can do it to your house. They can take your house. And that's what they intend to do, to take your house and your land.
And
you'll own nothing in this state because it's a free state and it was set up by King Henry VIII as a corporation. This is what the free state is, a corporation. I read it out to you to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions. That's what it's set up.
Yep.
That's what you're paying for.
The sovereign republic bearer
doesn't do any money and has no debt.
No, this sets a worrying precedent, and now is a very timely discussing
and
it.
And who's are you? You're one of the few people that's doing it.
Well, we will keep going and we will keep asking questions.
Thank you so much.
I must congratulate
you on that wonderful award you're after winning, and nobody deserves it better than yourself. And I'm delighted you have it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I don't have it yet. I'm getting it next Wednesday, but it is imminent. And thank you so much. And it has been illuminating as always, Billy. And I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Well, I'll thank all your listeners, and I think they should ask their questions before it's too late.